Papagayo. That night, Papagayo kept a vigil with the night creatures. It was very dark, because the moon was now just a slender crescent, but Papagayo tried hard to stay awake. He was just about to doze off when he heard the creatures whimpering. The moon dog had returned, and he was bigger and fatter than ever. He greedily licked the last sweet bit of the moon.
"Oh, what shall we do?" the night creatures moaned. "He is eating the last of it. What shall we do?"
Papagayo jumped up.
"Make noise," he shouted. "You must make noise."
The parrot flew to a high branch and began to screech.
"Cawk, caracaw, caw, caw."
At Papagayo's call, the night creatures began to stir. At first, they were timid, but gradually they began to yell and shout. Their sounds grew louder and louder until the jungle echoed with their cries. They howled and hissed and croaked. They cracked sticks and shook bushes and beat a rhythm that every night creature joined in chanting.
Chucka 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 chucka.
And Papagayo shouted,
"Caw, caw, caw."
The moon dog was frightened by all the noise. He jumped off the moon and ran through the sky. He fled along the pathway of the stars and disappeared into the darkness of the great ruined city.
"We did it," shouted the night creatures. "We scared away the moon eater. How brave we are. Now our beloved moon can grow again to fullness."
Papagayo cocked his head and clucked.
"Now that the moon dog has tasted the sweetness of the moon, he is sure to sneak back. When he comes again, remember what you must do."
But the night creatures, proud of their great victory and tired from all the excitement, were already curling up for a good day's sleep. The sun began to color the sky. Papagayo ruffled his feathers and spread his wings. He opened his yellow beak and greeted the morning with a loud and raucous,
"Cawk! Caracaracaw! Caw! Caw!"
Not a single creature complained.